Blog Talk Radio.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I will trust in the Lord. Are you trusting in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers, on this day and every day? Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers and under His wings, so thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Glory be to God. Thou shalt not be afraid for the arrow by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Let's do over that again. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thou shalt tread, isn't that awesome, upon the lion and the adder. And the young lion and the dragon, thou shalt trample under feet. Thanks be to God. I want you to know this morning, my sisters and my brothers, the psalmist now identifies, my God, the lion. He identifies the conditional coverage that God will set over you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's awesome. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I thank God for long life. Healthy will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Our Psalm of Protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My God, in times like these, we need the Word of God. We need the Word of God. Learn it. Put it in your spirit. Maybe a time that you may not be able to pick up your cell phone, your tablet, your computer. Read it and learn it and put it in your spirit that you can just cry out to the Lord with His word. Hallelujah. With His word. His word is truth. Amen. The word of God is what will save you and keep you from hurt, harm, and danger. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for Psalm 35. Watch out. Psalm 35 says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Yes, you got some enemies. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. It's good to know that we have one who will plead our cause for us. The accuser of the brethren shall be met face to face. Watch out, with the advocate of the brethren. Thank you, Jesus. Fight against them that fight against me. That's added to provide the setting out of which the psalmist woes. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Mm-hmm. Take hold of shield and buckler. I want you to know, my sisters and brothers, in these verses, the Lord is pictured as coming forth arrayed for battle and placing himself between his servant and his enemies. Isn't that awesome? God is placing himself between you and your enemies. That's how much he loves you. The shield, thank you, Jesus, the shield and the buckler, watch out. The shield and the buckler, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God, was the middle hand weapon of the war. That's the shield, the middle hand weapon of the war. The buckler was the protection that covers the whole body. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Draw out. Draw out also the spear. Then let them be confronted. Watch out. Then let them be confronted and put to shame that seek after my soul. God will put them to shame. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Disappointment is always the portion of those who seek revenge against the righteous. They will be disappointed, not you. Let them. Thank you, Jesus. Your enemies will be disappointed, not you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let them be confronted. Yeah, God is going to confront them and put them to shame that seek after your soul. Let them be turned back and brought what? To confusion that deliver or devise your hurt. God is going to put them to confusion. They ain't going to know what's going on. Let them be as the shaft before the wind. The shaft is a little worthless. A little worthless thing or vain thing. Shaft is a type of whatever is fertile, worthless, or vain. You got it? Shaft is a type of whatever is little, worthless, or vain. And verse 4 said, let them be confronted and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. And the fifth verse is, let them be as the shaft before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let the angel of the Lord persecute him. Thank you. Glory be to God. The angel of the Lord will chase them, not you. God is watching over you. He knows exactly what to do in times like these. He's with you, my sisters and my brothers. No matter what's going on, no matter what's being said, God is with you. In the days, in the times of inflicting justice, turn it over to the Lord. No foothold will be found for the persecutors with the angel of the Lord. God's avenger at their heels. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let their way, or let the way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them, not you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. That's the word of God. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute and say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. God is your salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is your salvation. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Psalm 37 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers and envies of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord. If those around you live wickedly and prosper, let them do it. Your blessings come from God. The psalmist is trying to teach us. The cure for fretting is faith. The cure for fretting is faith. The cure for worrying is faith. If you got faith in God, why are you fretting? Why are you worrying? My sister and my brothers, you said, I have faith in God. I got faith the size of mustard seed. I'm going to trust in God. Then why are you fretting? Why are you worrying? The cure for fretting is faith. Regardless of the circumstances around us, we must still trust in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But there's more. And do good. True faith always produces good works. Watch out. True faith always produces what? Good works. Amen? You're going to have faith. You're going to trust in God. You're going to stop fretting. True faith always produces good work. Always. Always, my brothers and my sisters, not sometimes. A faith that trusts in the Lord will find what? My God, active outlet, a way, someone that you could bless, a way to bless someone, a way to do good, always do good. Somebody said, well, I don't feel like doing good all the time. That's not true faith. Man or woman of God, a believer of God, a Christian, Christ-like. And verily, thou shalt be fed. My God, I want you to know, my sisters and brothers, the good shepherd is always present to care for his sheep. He never leaves his sheep alone. Feed on his thoughts, the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. He's with you, my sisters and my brothers. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, he's with me. I will fear no evil. He's with me. I trust him. I never doubt him. I don't care what the news media is saying. I don't care what's going on in the world. God is with me. Thank you, Jesus. I am required to trust God. I am required to stop fretting. Stop worrying. I have faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We can't change people. We can't even change ourselves. The good shepherd is always present, to care for his sheep. Feed on his thoughts, and you will not fret. You will not worry. Feed on the word of God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Here's a third lesson that we must learn. If we make the Lord God the object of our attention and our affection and our activities, then we will find ourselves rejoicing in the Spirit. What are you focusing on this morning, my sisters, my brothers? Are you focusing on the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are you focusing on how good he's been to you? And how he's still being good to you, no matter what? What are you focusing on? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's the third lesson you must learn. Delight yourself in the Lord. Put your attention on the Almighty Living God, his affection. Meditate on him. Focus on him and what he's doing. Evildoers, delight in their way. Evildoers, delight in their way. But as a child of God, watch out. But as a child of God, if we delight in him, the Almighty Living God, and if you delight in your way on the living God, you never envy the workers of iniquity, being concerned about what they have and what they're doing. You're delighting yourself on the Lord, talking about the goodness of Jesus Christ. You'll never be worrying and concerned about the envying other people, what they have and what they're doing. How did they get this? How did they get that? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And I pray that your desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. When we find pleasure in the Lord God, we will then be rewarded with our innermost desires. We have all that God intends for us to have. But my sister and brother, we got to delight ourselves in the Lord. Stop worrying about the enemy. Stop worrying about what other people are doing in Umbala Shamba Ikala Shata. Stop worrying about them. Focus your mind on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The psalmist now teaches us in the fourth lesson of understanding why the wicked apparently prosper while we are afflicted. To have that peace and understanding, we must cast ourselves and our lives, what? Undeservingly upon God. Yield ourselves wholly to him and cultivate the habit, my God, of placing our lives in his hands. God, I'm placing my life in your hands. No matter what, I'm placing my life in your hand. You don't have to be afraid. Just speak it. God, I'm placing my life in your hand. There can be no better medicine to dispel envy and fretting. That's your medication for today. That's your prescription today. Commit your way unto the Lord. There can be no better medicine to dispel envy and fretting. You, get your house in order. And he shall bring it to pass, He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. He is the light of the world. If the prosperity of the wicked, watch out, causes you to fret my God, we can always be assured that God will ultimately make things right. God will make things right. Stop fretting about the prosperity of the evildoers or your enemies. Our righteous living will be brought to the light. Your righteous living will be brought to the light. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and the judgment as the noonday. Watch out. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man that bringeth the wicked device to pass. And now that's the fifth lesson that the Psalms want to teach you. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Literally, this means to be silent. Some of us have a problem with that. This means to be silent, not to murmur and complain. If we're trusting in God, why we got to run from this person to that person, this person to that person, continuously talking about that same situation or that person over and over again? It's okay to seek godly counsel. I want you to get that word. It's okay to seek godly counsel, not these worldly people out here that's telling you anything to do. Make sure that he or she is a man or woman of God, living according to the will of God, not shacking up. I don't know where that came from, but God placed it in my spirit. And now the fifth verse, again, from the psalmist, teach us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be silent, not to murmur and complain. That is, do not make any complaint when the wicked prosper around us. Stop worrying about them. To fulfill this lesson requires a special unction of grace. God's grace and mercy. Only by the grace of God you will be able to accomplish this. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We must recognize that God is fully in control of the situation and simply wait for him to work it out to our good and his glory. For the glory of God, he wants you to see something about this situation. He wants you to see what he can do, not what you can do. Be still and know that I'm God. Stop murmuring and complaining. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. It's okay to seek godly counsel. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we need an earthly person that we can go to. That's a divine wisdom, a person with divine wisdom, divine understanding, and divine knowledge from God, that know the word of God, that live according to the word of God and the will of God. Because some folk know the word of God. Even Satan knows the word of God, but he's not living it. Watch out. Watch who you're talking to, my sisters and my brothers. We must recognize that God is fully in control of this situation and simply wait for him to work it out to his good and his glory, our good and his glory. Thank you, Jesus. He will work it out. In fact, he's already worked it out. And timing is everything. Synchronize your life with his timetable, and you have learned this fifth lesson well. Psalm 37. There's lessons there for you in Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. That's the first great lesson in this particular psalm. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Live in the light of the wicked who prosper around you. Fret not. Don't be concerned Don't be concerned about the wicked. I want you to know this morning, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. What the verse says? Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For what? For they shall soon be cut down like grass and withered as a green herb. As Job's friend said, the triumphing of the wicked is short. My God. And the joy of the hypocrite, but for a moment. Why should the righteous be envious of that? My God, my God, my God. You can look it up. You'll see it in the book of Job. Job 20 and 5. Job's friend told him that. The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite for a moment. Why should the righteous be envious of that? God is testing us and trying us, my brothers and sisters, in seasons like these. God is still in charge. I want you to read that Psalm 37. I want you to learn these lessons. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity in the Lord. Lesson number two. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Lesson number three. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Lesson number four. Rest in the Lord. Stop murmuring and complaining. A lot of times we got to say nothing. Let the Lord speak for you. Let the Lord show up in that situation. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Amen. Thanks be to God. But on the flip side, remember, you are not a doormat. Do not allow anybody to use you, abuse you verbally, physically, or neglect you in any way. We are Christians. We are men and women of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The basic promise of this psalm given, what follows, is proverbial advice concerning the inheritance of the wicked, as opposed to the inheritance of the righteous. As we cease fretting about those who prosper around us and forsake our wrath, we can see more clearly that the evildoers shall be cut off. Those who are evildoers will certainly sooner or later be cut down. Yes, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Although we may only see partially this prosperity, but partially this prophecy fulfilled in our lifetime, it will find its completeness and fulfillment in God's time, in God's way. God's got a heaven waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. God's had a place waiting for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that's come forth this morning. We thank you for Psalm 37. We thank you, Father God, that we cannot fret. We should not fret. We should not fret because of evildoers. Because, God, in your own time and in your own way, Father God, you will do what's required of you for your people according to your timetable, not our timetable. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for listeners of this word. We thank you, Father God, for the 144 million listeners, Father, all over the world that trust you and believe in you without a doubt, because you will surely bring us out. We are taking our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Father, we thank you for this day, for blessing us over and over and over again. We thank you, Father God, for our woman of God, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. We thank God for you. the nursing home ministry, those that go on a daily basis to minister to those that are in their sick beds. We thank God for you, Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond, Tickle. We thank God for you. God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in God. Hold on to his unchanging hand. We thank God for you, Mother Annie Green. God is healing your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Mother Nita, we thank God for you. Spiritual Mother Deaconess Phyllis Blue, God is able. Yes, he's a good God. He could do anything but fail. He's kept your family and brought you through over and over again, and he will continue to do so. Pastor Rosie Cobia, God is with you every step of the way. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for your church and your church family. We thank God for your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Thanks be to God. Bless families, Father God, individually and collectively. Strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Father God, the woman of God, Apostle Joanne Farley, and Christ Institution Baptist Church. Bless her, Father God, and strengthen her and guide her every step of the way. Touch her son, Marvin, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch, Father God, her Bishop Simmons, Father God, of Simmons Memorial Church. Father God, bless him, Father God. Be with him and guide him and lead him. Crown his head with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Father, people. Father, the people that many of us minister to. It's not easy. Father God, we ask that you touch every pastor, every archbishop, every bishop. Glory be to God. Touch them right now, Father God, every apostle, pastors, deacons and deaconesses and trustees, those on the board of the churches, the sextons, those that clean the churches and prepare the food for the soup kitchen, those, Father God, that give out food on a daily basis, Father God, as they volunteer to do the work of God. Bless them, Father God, in their coming and their going. Let them suffer no lack, Father God. Your people that are sharing the word of God out in the streets, Father God, on the highways and the byways, on their jobs, Father God, as they go about their daily tasks, Father God, bless them right now. Bless them. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. We pray, Father God, for Kenya Key. We pray for a family in its entirety, that you'll be with them every step of the way. We pray, Father God, and speak blessings into the lives, Father God, of each and every individual that call upon you on this day. Go into their mind, their body, spirit, and soul. Touch them physically, Father God, and spiritually, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need a spiritual healing right now. Father God, what the world needs now is Jesus. We pray for everyone that have lost a son or a daughter. Father God, we ask that you take those illegal weapons out of their hands, out of their homes, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. Let them know that life is precious and life is a gift from the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Stop them in their tracks. The young people, Father God, that are picking up weapons, firing them, not knowing what they're really doing. Let it cease. Not just on a weekend, but what forever. We thank you, Father God, for removing those illegal weapons out of our homes and our communities, out of our schools, our shopping centers, our movie theaters, and places where we go, Father God, just to enjoy ourselves and relax. Our sporting events, Father God. Remove the weapons from our churches, Father God. Illegal. Those that are there for the wrong intentions. Not for protection, but just to take away somebody's life illegally. Stop them in their tracks, Father God. Stop the transportation of illegal weapons, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, and speak against the drug pushers in our nation. Those in high places with the jets and the planes and the boats and the trains. Father God, stop them bringing the drug, Father God, into our communities. You know who they are, those in high places. We pray for deliverance for those that have a desire for drugs. We pray for their healing. We speak against addiction, that our children, husbands and wives, sons, daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren
will be no longer addicted to drugs, but they'll become addicted to Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Touch that individual have a needle that want to put into their veins. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. They will no longer desire crack cocaine, heroin, pills that are popping in their mouths every day. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Take away that desire, Father God, from their heart, their mind, their spirit, and their soul. Let them get a taste of Jesus. Let them get fixed on the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now, Father God, for deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. We come against mental illness, Father God. Paranoid schizophrenic, Father God. Those disorders that are not of you. Bipolar disorder. We come against those disorders, Father God. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. No more mental illness in our children. No more mental illness in our loved ones. We speak against it, send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. You are a mind regulator, and we're taking you at your word that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer, and we know that you could do it. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance from evil. My God, my God, my God. What a mighty God we serve. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. Be with your people. Thank you for healing our President of the United States of America. Bless his wife and his family in its entirety. Let them hear from you before they make any decisions. Our Vice President, Kamala Harris, touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul, and her husband. Let them hear from you, Father God, before they sign any more laws into place. We pray for Nancy Pelosi, Father God, as she travels. We pray, Father God, that you will speak to her mind, body, spirit, and soul as they make those visits to other countries. Let them not be in vain. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Speak to them, Father God, all of our leaders. Speak, Father God. You said in your word, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Seek your face. Repent of their sins. Turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land. We are your people. We pray, Father God, for a healing right now of this nation. Glory be to God. Touch your people. Deliver them from evil. Let them have a mindset on thee, the Almighty Living God. Take their minds off the worries of the world and focus on the Almighty Living God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Elder Cassie and Deacon Lofton, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. We're praying, hallelujah, for the Logan family, the Hagen family, the Haney family, Barbara Haney Logan, and lost of your stepson. We're praying for you and your family in its entirety. God is able. We're praying, glory be to God, for Greta, Sister Greta. Yes, we're praying for you and all the postal workers, our police department. Touch them, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Put a hedge of protection around them as they walk the streets and drive in their cars on a daily basis, trying to protect our city. Be with them. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them feel the glory of God in their lives. Let them experience the newness of Jesus Christ. Let them yield to you, the Almighty Living God. Touch them, Father, right now. All the military, the Army, the Navy, Father God, the Air Force, the Marines, the National. We pray, Father God, for those in the military and all of our veterans that have served, Father God, voluntarily going in to protect their nation. We thank you, Father God. Be with our families. Draw them closer together in Jesus Christ's name. Put a hedge of protection around them, Father. Bless us with an abundance of peace, understanding, godly understanding, godly wisdom, godly knowledge. We cry out to you this point. We stand in need of a healing. We stand in need of deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for crowning our heads with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. I decree and declare the Spirit of God to fall upon your people right now. I decree and declare that you'll crown our heads with divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. I decree and declare that healing shall be in your soul, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. I decree and declare that the hand of God will touch you right now in the name of Jesus, and change will take place in our lives. Evangelist Janet, change will take place in your life. Apostle Joanne Foley, change will take place in your life. Elder Annette and Don Smith, change will take place in your life according to the will of God. Not your will, but God's will be done in your home, in your situation, and whatever you're going through. The will of God. The will of God, not your will, but thy will be done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be with us, guide us, lead us, and direct us. In Jesus' name, make a way out of no way for someone that don't see a way. Bless them with a place to stay and food to eat. We pray for those, Father God, that was affected by the flood and the fires and the thieves of the night. But we thank you for keeping our homes intact. We thank you for our food, our shelter, and our clothing. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, with our mind stayed on thee. We thank you, Father God, right now. We can't thank you enough. We glorify you and magnify you. Sister Burdette of Washington, God is with you. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. Rosie Tram, God is doing a mighty thing in your life. Glory be to God. Desmond Stewart, God is with you. Maddie Hightower, Shanita Kelly, God is with you. A double portion. A double portion. God is with you. Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. We're praying, Father God, for healing in our families. Pastor Tammy Caesar, God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. We lift up Bishop Timmy Lee. In the name of Jesus, Cornerstone Church, we lift up Ames Memorial Church, that you'll bring our families, our loved ones, our pastors, our men and women of God closer together in Jesus Christ, and there'll be no division. The devil is a liar, and he's the deceiver. We thank you, Father, right now for blessing and healing and delivering in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God for the great things that he's doing and already done in our lives. He's making a way out of no way for someone. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon our nation. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. We pray for Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. Bless them, be with them, and guide them and lead them. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry, we're praying for this ministry. Power hour of prayer. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to pray without ceasing, 24 hours around the clock. We know that you're able. Bless your people in the loss of their loved ones. But let them know that God is still in charge. And we thank you right now. We glorify and magnify you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour of Prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your praise reports. I want to hear from you. God is able. Have a blessed day. Let go and let God.